Welcome back to the final part of this week's Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. So many people have been in touch with recommendations for documentaries to watch. I need to go through them all. I'm going to have a few days off over the coming days, which I cannot wait. And I'm going to just binge all of the series. But if you're looking for further recommendations of things to watch, I'm delighted to say that John Fardy is here with a preview of Screen Time. John, what's on the show this week?
Well, you know, if I was a DJ and I was about to play a great song and I'd say we've got a banger coming up. Well, this week's Screen Time is a banger, if I may be allowed.
No.
I have Benedict Cumberbatch
on
his new series on Netflix, Eric, which is terrific, all about this puppeteer in the 80s in New York whose son goes missing. And then this real life puppet appears to him in his own mind. Brilliant new drama set in the kind of AIDS epidemic in the 80s in a grimy New York. That would be a show in itself.
It would.
However, I also have the great Matthew Modine, star of Full Metal Jacket, up to Stranger Things on his new movie Hard Miles. And Jess, as if all that wasn't enough, Richard Linklater, the director, about his new movie Hitman. And Richard Linklater famously gave us Boyhood, School of Rock, the movies before Sunrise and all that kind of thing. So sorry to brag, but it's a busy one.
You're not sorry to brag, though, are you?
Never hide your light on the road bushel.
I was talking to my dad the other day about Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I've seen him be in anything that's bad. And it's not that that he's been great or that he's been bad in something. He's always good. Yeah. But I also think he picks really good projects.
Yeah, he does. And he also, I mean, some people would say his turn in the superhero movies or playing Doctor Strange, they're not the greatest movies ever made, but his turn at it is very good. He makes very good choices and he does all sorts of things. He's one of the most versatile actors alive today. He really is, and can kind of turn his hand to anything. And in this series, Eric, he's playing this New Yorker and he also voices this imaginary puppet. Like, he has talent by the truckload. He really does.
How's the American accent?
Brilliant.
Is it?
Brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah,
I always get nervous. Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And it never slips. I was watching a thing last night, A Chill or a Name, Nameless, and I thought, oh, I can see where you're from and something else, but there's none of that with him, you know?
I recently rewatched Sherlock, and I know people don't like Sherlock, but Benedict Cumberbatch as Sherlock was sensation. Oh,
yeah. He was brilliant. And that was what made him, and rightly so, you know? Terrific, terrific actor. And you know what? We recorded it last week, and it was right after he was complaining about being tired, jet lagged, and I had just taken child number one to Bruce Springsteen, and I was tired. And we spent about 3 minutes talking about Bruce Springsteen. I said, I think Netflix would like us to talk about the show, but you'll hear all this on this week. Big Screen Time.
Oh God, if you can bear to deal with the smugness, tune in after six. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Right, before John and his smugness take over, let's get to some of your questions. Hi Jess, Mary in Dunleary here. Hi Mary. I'm off on holiday the week after next and I'm going to treat myself to a Kindle. What model do you recommend? Is it easy to get the books onto it? Thanks very much. Firstly, Mary, I'm incredibly jealous that you are off on holidays. I'm taking a few days off this coming week and I cannot wait, but I will be in Ireland. So to get back to you, yes, I would highly recommend a Kindle. I have the Kindle Oasis, which is the most Notions of all the Kindles. It's a bigger screen and it has buttons to change the page. I'm very used to it now. I find it really comfortable to read with. However, if this is your first ebook, you may not need to go down the Oasis route. The basic Kindle or the Kindle Paperwhite are excellent. The basic model, I would argue, would tick the boxes for the majority of people. It has a backlit screen. It's e-ink, so it's very comfortable on your eyes. You're not going to have that glare that makes it difficult to read in the sun. And it's a very comfortable size to hold in your hand as well for long periods of time. That one doesn't have the buttons to change the page. What you simply do is use your thumb, or any of your fingers really, but your thumb to flip the pages. And you could also, the entire screen is touch screen. So say, for example, if there's a particular passage of a book that you wanted to highlight, or one feature that I use all the time is looking up what words mean. So there's a dictionary, so you can just long press the screen and it'll give you a definition. You can highlight, you can do a whole host of different things with it. But that's just with the basic version. It's incredibly good value. Prices have gone up now since Brexit, but it is less than 150 quid the last time I checked for the basic model, and I would very much recommend it. In terms of getting the books onto it, it is very simple. I pay a subscription for what's called Kindle Unlimited. This is a monthly subscription fee, and it'll give you access to a ton of books for free. So perhaps it might be worth looking at, if depending on how long you're going away for. Say if you were going away for 2 weeks and you might get through maybe 4 books across 2 weeks, it could be worth paying the Kindle Unlimited for that first month, because you could get books that you're really interested in. I mentioned Freida McFadden to John on the show a few weeks ago. A ton of her books were available for free via Kindle Unlimited. I think I read 8 of her books. Oh, like in really quick succession. They are great page turners, and I would highly recommend them for your holiday. But yeah, it's very simple. You do need internet access. So what I would suggest you do is when you get your Kindle, set it up on your home Wi-Fi, and then download the books that you want via the Kindle store. You do pay for the books. Now, ebooks are in most instances cheaper than the physical book, but there is a fee. Also, the app that I always talk about, BorrowBox, the last time I checked, it is not compatible with Kindle. So if you want to get books onto your device, you do have to buy them via the Kindle store. It is all very simple to do. And I, as I said, I would highly recommend it. The battery life is also great as well. So I hope that helps. And I do hope you have a lovely holiday. Next, we have one here from Deck. And he said, Jess, so Sky Stream is now in Ireland. How does it work? And will it work with a Samsung TV bought in 2021? So let's answer the second bit first. Yes, it will work with a Samsung TV bought in 2021. The Sky Stream, it's quite similar to the Virgin box that we spoke about on the show a few weeks ago. It is a device that's kind of the size of the palm of your hand. It plugs into your TV via a HDMI cable. So you plug one end of the HDMI into the little SkyStream box, the other end into your telly. Then there is a power cable that you plug into the wall, the other end into the back of the Skybox. And that's it. It's simply plug and play. It works over your internet, so you do need to have a good, solid connection to ensure that the content comes to you. The fact that it's so neat is one of the big selling points for me. As someone who was living in an apartment up until very recently, space was of a premium. So I really, really wanted something that was neat and tidy. And the Stream is just that. A few things to note. Firstly, I'm a big fan because it gives you full access to the user interface that, if you've seen any of the ads for Sky Glass, you know, their TV, you get the exact same interface. It'll pull all of the content from, you know, your RTEs, your BBCs, the Sky channels, HBO, any channel that you have, it'll pull into one stream. So if you're looking for movies, it'll pull from all of those sources to give you a nice, clean, concise list. The second thing to note, and this is why the internet connection is so important, is that instead of recording, so on old Sky boxes, you'd press the red button to record and it would be stored locally on your Sky box and you'd have a set hard drive limit, I suppose, or storage limit. With Sky Stream and Sky Glass, everything is stored in a server up in the clouds. So if you, for example, wanted to series link, what's on the telly? The Jinx. I haven't mentioned the Jinx yet in the show, but if you wanted to series link that or watch it back at your own discretion in terms of time, you would be streaming it from the cloud rather than watching it on something that's recorded on, you know, a hard drive on your coffee table or whatever it might be. It's coming from the cloud rather than being stored locally. So you do need to have a solid internet connection. It's worth getting onto Sky and just double checking that your broadband speeds meet the criteria. Once you have that criteria, I could not recommend it enough. It's a game changer for me. It's more used in my house than Apple TV. I just prefer the interface of Sky, to be completely honest with you. So yes, it is available. It'll work with your Samsung telly and it is definitely worth it. Right, final question for today is from Lucy. She said, I'm looking for a non-smartphone for my 10-year-old daughter. She's going to travel to and from a summer camp on her own and I wanted to have a device for calls in case of an emergency. Ideally, nothing too flash or expensive. So Lucy, yes, there are plenty of options out there. I was talking to Pat Kenny about this a few weeks ago, but, or was it Andrea? I think it was actually Andrea Gilligan on Lunchtime Live. But Nokia is the way to go. Nokia have brought back the 3210, so the phone that you and I would have had back in the day. There's now a new modern version of it. It's €79, so it's not going to break the bank. It is not a smartphone. It's got the buttons exactly like the one from, you know, all those years ago. It is 4G enabled, so if you wanted her to have internet access, then she could. But again, it's not a compulsory thing. It would be ideal for her just to have in her backpack for the calls and the texts. £79, get a pay-as-you-go SIM, or you could put it onto one of the more Notions digital mobile networks or a traditional mobile network. I probably wouldn't if it's purely for this period of the summer camp. In terms of admin and bills and all the rest, if it is just for this, you know, one scenario, buy the phone, put it on a pay-as-you-go plan, and then you should be laughing. I do hope that helps. If you've got any other questions in terms of setup or anything like that, do get back onto me and I will do my best for you. But that's it for this week. If you missed any of the show, you can listen back on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, I'm going to take a few days off, so you won't hear from me until perhaps Thursday. I'm going to disappear. I do want to do another quick shout out though before I let you go. Please, if you have, whether it's €2 or €20 to spare, would you please consider donating to the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre? Myself and Kathleen are doing the Women's Mini Marathon on Sunday at 12:30. We will be running the streets of Dublin to try and raise funds for the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Any money you have makes a huge difference. So please do, if you can at all, head over to idonate.ie/newstalk off the ball. I would be incredibly grateful. I'm going to disappear then for a few days and I will be back with you here on Newstalk next week. In the meantime, enjoy the bank holiday and I will chat to you soon.